Good afternoon. Thank you very much for letting me hear and share my experience in dealing with the financial reporting protocol. Like Paula mentioned before, I'm working here in the border since 1999 and dealing with binational cases in the border. The presentation we tried to cover tried to give you an idea how the binational case report is working in the border counties. That means San Diego County and Imperial County. The lessons learned during all of this process, the conclusion, and the future plans. Paul already mentioned the challenges and the problematic that we deal every day being the border. And not only California and Baja California is addressing shared public health issues in the border region. I believe it's a whole border-wide region. And like everybody knows, the infectious diseases don't need passports to cross the border. And this, the San Diego and the San Ysidro border is one of the most busy border in the country. And because of the millions of border crossing state every day, and this mobile, and this mobile population represents a unique challenge for the diagnosis, the treatment, and follow-up of these cases. And it's a need to share this epidemiological and clinical information between both states. And EWIS and BIS, they tried to address since BIS since 1999 and EWIS since 2003, try to address this problematic and the border. And also in 2002, the U.S. Mexico Health Commission, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Mexico Secretary of Health, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the border states from both sides of the border, they develop a health working group to better defining and find strategies to how to deal with these epidemiological events that occur in the border. Creating the guidelines for U.S.-Mexico coordination on epidemiological events of mutual interest. Actually, this document is already approved by Mexico Secretary of Health, by Centers for Disease Control, and we know it's already on the table of the Department of Department of Health and Human Services at the federal level, because for the new international regulations, they had to agree that everything had to be clear before to be formal. But this document helped us to implement the binational case reporting protocol. We need to follow and we need to understand this document. And in this document, is really well cleared the general principles, the laws regarding data sharing with Mexico, the scope of epidemiological events, and the binational case definition. This is the general principles. But one of the most important things is to understand the binational case definition, that we know as an individual with confirmed or probable case of a notifiable infectious disease, and a patient or contact who travel or reside in the neighboring state during the exposure or incubation period, acquiring the infection from a product from the other country, or the case needs investigation from both countries. They don't need passports. Okay. The objective to implement the binational case protocol is to establish a rapid and effective communication system for reporting binational infectious diseases in both sides of the border. Meetings with local and state and federal level were convened. We review the surveillance information sharing strategies. We review the infectious disease case definition because, as everybody knows, the infectious disease case definition is totally different than Mexico and United States. And we had to follow the U.S. CDC case definition, and for Mexico, the official Mexican standard norm 017-1994. And this NAM is really clear which diseases have to be reported immediately, daily, and weekly. As the same, like from California, the Title 17. The San Diego County Binational Case Reporting Flowchart, I want to mention that this is informal. Right now, we can say it's formal, but we are in the process. And this is in the way it works. The San Diego County Community Epidemiology Branch, they have an internal surveillance system that every case who is reported from the clinics or from a private doctor, at the time they do the investigation, if the investigators identify that the patient crossed the border and it was during the incubation period or the exposure period, they notify the Beat San Diego surveillance offices and the CDPH, it was border epidemiologist. And at the same time, if they consider the federal level has to be involved, they notify the CDC quarantine station here in San Diego. And also, the Beat San Diego surveillance offices, she can notify the health jurisdiction in Baja California, that means here in San Diego is Tijuana, and the border epidemiologist notify the Baja California and CDC quarantine station at the federal level in Mexico. All of us, we know what is our role to play when we deal with any specific event, depends on the urgent notification or weekly notification. For San Diego County, the binational care reporting flowchart is a little bit more simple than San Diego. They can, the epidemiology department, they can notify the local jurisdiction in Baja California, and also they notify the state epidemiology department. If the epidemiology department for Imperial County consider to notify this, the federal level, they, at the same time, they notify the federal level and at the state level too. This is a little complicated, but finally, after years of working, we always know how to report from the north to the south. That means from California to Baja California. But we didn't know how to report from the south to the north, and this is where we're working. It's a little complicated, but right now we have a system that the state of Baja California, that means Mexico, they have an event to notify us. They know what is the path to follow, or the communication way to report to California. Just going to review the binational cases that we are collecting here in San Diego County during 2005 to 2007, we collect 143 cases. And you can see for 2005 was just a few cases, but in 2006 it was increased a little bit, but more consistent in 2007. By demographics, we can see we have more males, that means males to becoming a binational case. The average is in the 29-year-old in a range of 1 to 78. The ethnicity is more Hispanic than non-Hispanic. For country of residency, is 128 reside in USA, and 5 reside in both sides of the border. For travel history, 68% travel to Baja California, and 4% they did not travel. You know what it mean? Remember the binational case criteria, they say a patient can become sick because they ate a product from another country? Well, this patient becoming sick, they never crossed the border, but a relative or friend, they brought a product and they become sick. The binational cases by disease, the foodborne are the ones who are at the top. We have 19% Salmonella, 27% Shigella, 31% Giardia. And we also have another disease, rare diseases, that appear here in the border. By possible SARS, we have 30% they are related with cheese, they ate cheese, 8% seafood, 38% a variety. That means they know what they what the source, you know, was. Financial is by suspect place. This is interesting. For me, this one, when I received the report from the San Diego County and I see the case went to different places, you know, it's difficult to take that information. But we had 19% where the patient went to the street vendor. And this is a big challenge to follow this case. And what is another one? By clinic, this is a two cases, this is important, two cases who were to Rosarito and Tijuana to receive a treatment for cancer. And it was really, really dramatically, these two cases, because the patient refused to give us more information to do the follow-up. We know the clinics are in Baja, but we don't know where they are. But I know the street tacos are delicious, right?
Okay.
The binational cases reporting to Baja California are 72% not reported. Why? Because we, for example, Campylobacter is not reportable for Baja California. And even though we have a lot of cases on Campylobacter, you know, they don't think it's important. And they don't think it's important is because they don't have the lab capacity to test these diseases. And that's why, you know, Chigella, Campylobacter, even Salmonella, they say, well, it's endemic for us. But for us, it's important. But for them, it's endemic. And they don't have the lab capacity. That is another area that we are working to. Insufficient information is another thing. You know, the patients refuse to give us information. We reported 20% of the cases. That is good. And one case was reported from Mexico. It was a resident from California. They traveled to Mexico and during their way, the girl became sick. They stopped at one of the hospitals and in their way. The parents refused to take a specimen. And it was a suspect for febrile something. That means for Mexico, it could be measles, rubella. But most scared for them is these cases, measles, you know. And they reported to us to see if we can review the immunization card for this patient. Lessons learned. The identification and referral of binational cases entail the diagnosis of infectious disease first. The case had to meet the binational case criteria. The confirmation of the case for laboratory testing had to be, the information had to be accurate, complete, and timely reporting to the public health authorities on the other side of the border. And the management of these binational cases requires respect, sensitivity, and confidentiality. Conclusions. Since we start being more familiar, both countries, with the binational case definition, we see in the data that the cases is coming increase more and more. And we need the formal implementation of this surveillance system. Our future plan is finish the infectious disease case definition document, because we need to know what is the case definition for every disease. It could be Shigella. The case definition from CDC is different than the case definition from Mexico. But we're developing this document that when you open, you can see the both definition for both countries. Establish a monthly report system. Finish the binational case database. And evaluate the binational case reporting system. We need this one because we would like to know if we're doing the right thing. I want to say thank you for all the collaborators that without them, you know, this is not going to happen. And for Baja California, from San Diego County, from CDC, from with COVBH and CDC quarantine station. Thank you very much.
And the last presentation is by Dr. Victor Cardenas, Associate Professor at the University of Texas School of Public Health. He will examine the prevalence of Helicobacter pylori as well as other gastrointestinal pathogens and household hygiene in a binational sample of a U.S.-Mexico border population.
Thank you. I want to thank the organizers of